Oh, the internet had great fun roasting Donald Trump last week.
What?
I know.
My Donald?
Just last week?
Brand new information. A brand new thing. Donald Trump getting roasted online. Wow. No, it was very particular reason. And honestly, after the week that was and the week before, it was kind of the laugh I think everyone needed online. To say that I had tears in my eyes when I saw these roasts online. And they're just very funny. Essentially, it's all because of his new cabinet picks. Okay. Mm. So at the beginning, he essentially made up a federal department called the Department of Government Efficiency.
You know why that is, though?
Why?
So that is DOGE, which is a cryptocurrency that Elon Musk has bought into, called Dogecoin.
Oh, yeah.
And Doge is a meme of a dog and was turned into a cryptocurrency, and Elon Musk thinks it's funny, put money into it just for the crack, and now wanted to be head of DOGE. Because he's a loser.
So it's a bit of a joke, like.
Yeah, it is a joke.
So he literally
But it is real. He has made a department for Elon.
Exactly.
Yes.
As a meme.
As a meme.
That's absolutely mental.
But it's a real department.
That's where we're at right now. He also nominated a Fox News host to be a Secretary of Defense.
Oh, God. Like, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I saw that,
like,
yeah.
Come on. But obviously, Twitter, people who somehow managed to have any kind of humor left despite what's been going on, have taken to Twitter and have been comedic geniuses. So, for example, the official statement, every time he nominated someone else or employed someone else, essentially, there was that official, very stern-looking picture of Trump on Twitter and the announcements coming through. People took that and ran with it with the picture. Donald Trump announces that Dua Lipa will lead the Department of Tourism and Travel Management. Dua Lipa, of course, famous for always being on holidays. That's a joke. Donald Trump announces Nadine Coyle as head of passport control.
That's very
right
good.
There. Yeah.
Donald Trump announces that Sue Sylvester will lead the Department of Performing Arts.
Very good.
Donald Trump announces Chapel Roan as the next White House press secretary. She's had fun with the press lately. And someone else online saying, every Trump appointment is like Donald Trump has appointed the Grinch as the director of the Department of Christmas. Right?
Okay, very good.
This is kind of the vibe. So I was thinking of others that I think would be, you know, might as well go for it at this stage, like an online joke, but on the radio. Bensel Boone will chair the Department of Backflips.
Yes.
Charlie XCX has been announced as Secretary of Airport Transportation. She always liked driving to the airport in her songs.
Oh, yeah.
Katie Taylor, Minister for Defence, that's there. Joe
that's Curry, very good.
Appointed as Head of Muscles.
Billy, so some of them are real departments, some of them are completely made up.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Billie Eilish, Chief Follicle Officer. She maintains everyone's roots, their hair, and reminds you how to keep your hair healthy after dyeing it random colours at the top.
Yes. Very nice.
Alison Ray, appointed as the Deputy Minister of Sweetness Reduction because of her song Diet Coke. Pepsi. That's
very
enough,
good.
I think.
Whatever. I haven't been here in 2 weeks. Leave me alone. Diet Coke.
There's many there to work with, I feel, Donald, if you're listening to us this morning.
Will Smith will lead the Department of Self-Defense.
Ah, beautiful.
Or attack.
Scooby-Doo will lead the Department of Animal Control. And Sabrina Carpenter will lead the Department of Sexual Health. Because of her very, very many positions she does on stage.
Yes, yes, right. Very good. Mm. There's a role for the ambassador to Thailand, and that would go to Mudeng. But back to the ministries. Keith Duffy will be the minister for transport due to Thailand.
Very good. Thailand.
Brian McFadden, minister for counter-terrorism. He did say he would go and fight ISIS.
He wanted to fight ISIS,
On Twitter at one stage. And finally, the Irish Mammy will be the minister for the immersion.
Stop. Barry Cogan, minister. 46A.
It's Graham Kersey.
Hot short minute, you serve the breakfast roll.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this. Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.